USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The United States will compete vigorously with China's actions in the South China Sea if needed, but Defense Secretary Jim Mattis insisted today that Washington is still willing to work with Beijing on a results-oriented relationship. Mattis said China's placement of weapons systems on man-made islands in the South China Sea is designed to intimidate and coerce others in the region.
China's militarization of the Spratlys is also in direct contradiction to President Xi's 2015 public assurances in the White House Rose Garden that they would not do this.
Mattis, speaking in Singapore, said, make no mistake, America is in the Indo-Pacific to stay. Lava continues to blast from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, and it's cutting off escape routes for people trying to evacuate. The massive amount of lava in Leonardo Estates is spreading fast. It's burst more than 25 stories high and reaching temperatures of nearly 2,000 degrees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Firefighters in New Mexico are battling a massive wildfire in Colfax County. The blaze has grown to about 28,000 acres, and there's a mandatory evacuation order in place for the town of Cimarron. Linda Carnes is Fire Information Officer with the Southwest Area Incident Management Team.
There's 296 structures threatened, you know, if the fire happened to escape their barriers. That's why the mandatory evacuations are in effect.
The fire is 0% contained. U.S. agricultural producers say their businesses will suffer from retaliatory tariffs after President Trump announced a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Jeff Schwager is president of a Wisconsin company that exports cheese to Mexico, and he tells ABC News he's worried about losing sales.
It's our second largest export market, and it will reduce sales.
The European Union's trade commissioner says the U.S. is playing a dangerous game by slapping tariffs on European steel and aluminum. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The Center for Disease Control says hated romaine lettuce has been off the shelf for a while, but more people have gotten sick with E. coli, USA's Wendy King reports.
More than two dozen cases have been reported and four more deaths linked to the romaine lettuce. The CDC's Brittany Bain.
We still think the people getting sick were from several weeks ago when romaine was still available.
She says some of the cases resulted from secondary transmission. So far, nearly 200 people have gotten sick in 35 states and five people have died. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
When the suspected Golden State Killer drove into a Hobby Lobby parking lot in April, investigators were waiting nearby. As he walked into the craft store, it gave them a perfect chance to collect a secret DNA sample. Police swapped the driver's side handle of Joseph DeAngelo's car, according to arrest and search warrants released Friday, and authorities sent it for testing and matched it to semen recovered at some of the Golden State Killer's crime scenes. Superior Court Judge Michael Sweet says not all of the information in the Golden State Killer case will be made public.
Many of the details in the affidavit and warrant are not public knowledge and comprise sensitive investigative material that, if publicly revealed, would hinder the investigation and jeopardize any potential prosecution.
DeAngelo was arrested on April 24th. An anonymous bidder offered more than $3.3 million yesterday for the private lunch with Warren Buffett, an amount just short of the record paid in 2016 and 2012 for the chance to pick the brain of the renowned investor and philanthropist. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.